crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Bye week Friday on the Gary Sharp Show. What's going on, Gary?
I'm just here to talk about kneecaps and weddings.
Are you talking about with a gun? Because when I hear kneecaps, I'm thinking somebody getting shot.
Wait a minute. Is it a shotgun wedding?
I'm not, shotgun in the knees.
I'm not Tonya Harding. None of that stuff.
Why?
You know what? I did not realize.
That is so childish.
I think I'm a very special person because I did not realize that I knew as many doctors as I do after last night's Chiefs game.
I know a lot of doctors.
Oh, yeah. Do you just go
I mean,
nuts?
I didn't even know that they had like letters in front or behind their name. And all of a sudden, I got everybody is telling me what's going on.
I only had one. If I'd have known I wasn't going to like sleep, I would have tried to get in more. But there was only one or two things I could catch up on. So I chose NFL on the DVR. And I still can't believe that after they go down and scored, you get the two-point conversion miss or fail, that you're going to proceed to give up 30 unanswered for the rest of the game, and in a half in which Mahomes didn't
they kicked
play.
The extra point. They took it off.
I kept waiting.
They took it off.
You know, because I knew what the score was going to be. I just wanted to see how it unfolded. And I was like, what is going on?
Everybody knows about their offense. I'll tell you the other startling thing about Denver, and I think it's time to move on from John Elway eventually at the end of the year, but they should have just gone with a complete overhaul instead of trying to fix pieces. Pull up NFL.com and look at the box score and find me Von Miller. Von Miller did nothing last
night. This
has
been that way all season.
Did nothing.
It's been that way all season.
If they have a woeful offense, they cannot afford for a guy like Von Miller. He didn't even show up. There's no stat on him last night.
He got back there one time, and it ended up being a penalty, and it didn't matter. He got back there one time. That was it.
I wonder how it's mixed with his personality and Fangio, because Fangio was in Carolina. He's so and a lot can change. That was forever ago. But he's so rigid. Do you mean like
no nonsense. Right. Mm-hmm.
And Von Miller
is a nonsense
kind of loosey-goosey.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just think with Denver's situation, because they're 2-5 and they're bad. They are a bad.
Well, how do you
team.
Not pull Flacco at one point? I don't care who you have behind you. It doesn't matter who you have behind you. You can't be that worse. Can't be that bad.
But John Elway's, if Peyton Manning doesn't fall in his lap,
yep.
I mean, look at where Denver is. Look at their drafting of quarterbacks. I don't know that
that's the biggest
he knows
problem.
Or people on his staff know how to evaluate quarterbacks. Or when it comes to free agency, outside of Peyton Manning, does anybody want to go to Denver where the guy that is your boss is a legend there as a quarterback? And the standard is winning Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. I don't know, does that turn some
now,
guys
the rest
off?
Of his draft hasn't been bad. His problem has been the one spot. It's quarterback.
But if I'm if that's my
really
strength,
good.
If that's
yeah.
what I'm known for,
yeah.
I better be fairly good in that category. And they're not.
Well,
they're not.
The two choices he's made in the draft have been very questionable. One guy couldn't play. And the other guy's a malcontent. Throughout his college career.
And
so I don't,
Brock Osweiler is a legend.
That,
for
in terms
retiring
of a free
before
agent,
30, yeah. and he makes $41 million. Never had a
good
start a full season in the NFL.
Isn't that something?
We had this discussion yesterday, George and I did. Whose career would you rather have, Matt Flynn or Brock Osweiler?
I'd be rich either way.
You're going to get,
but didn't Flynn got the huge money?
Well,
I'd be
so
rich
add this,
didn't he get
Flynn also had college success.
Yes, so, won a championship.
So Flynn got to play one game when they sat Aaron Rodgers,
yep,
and he put up 480,
yep.
and that got him the contract in Seattle.
Yep.
But Flynn also has on his ledger, he lost jobs to Russell Wilson and Terrell Pryor.
Well, Russell Wilson was not bad.
No, but those
and
are,
I'm, and
those
I'm hoping that guaranteed money that he got after that big salary was bad. More than because what Osweiler would make just a little less than $3 million.
Yes.
I mean, that's a good number.
His whole career, he made $41 million.
I think Matt Flynn is also like has a really good degree. Like he's a professional.
Well, you know,
is he dentist? Hey, is that what it was?
He's got himself the college. I mean,
national championship. Yeah.
Yeah.
He got what 14 and a half of the 26 mil he was guaranteed from Seattle. But like today, the morning after Mahomes, everybody waits for an MRI and there's churches all over Kansas and Missouri are praying for Patrick Mahomes' kneecap, which was.
That was gross.
That's gross.
Yeah.
You like how they like
that
put the
didn't
circle
look like
on
a
the
knee.
Deal. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
It was, you know, some of those spoofs where they pretend like your kneecap can move and stuff. I was like, that's not good.
So, but with his injury, and of course everybody is a WebMD person. And
hey, man.
Wait for an MRI.
Hey, man.
I'm that person.
I'll admit, I'm that person. If I see an injury.
Immediately last night.
I'm one of those people.
This is what I saw. This is what I think. Yeah. I think he's looking at 9 months. He should probably do the surgery right now. And so I responded, in the locker room?
Before the MRI?
I mean, it's like one of those broken action figures last night. They just popped the knee back into place and they just walked away.
Yeah, those little ball joint socket things.
You remember the golf when the Indian kid? He was walking down the fairway backwards and he popped his ankle out of place and he popped it back in.
Tony Finau.
It's like that. Kind of just popped it back in and kept going. But you know, if you watch enough sports, the injuries are almost all the same. And if you've seen this one, I saw this one. Matthew Stafford did this one. Yeah. And you know what happened. You try to play through it. You can. You brace it. Yeah. And then you have surgery and you're out for 6 months.
So I'll get into this. That's my team that last night I effed at the TV when it happened. Is if you are, if you can't go to the Super Bowl without Patrick Mahomes,
TV,
then you probably, you know where your place is. I mean, they got to have a lot of things fall in line, but who knows what's going
to
happen? I mean,
he's still going to have to go to New England.
Andy Reid has had some history with backup quarterbacks.
What did I tell you?
Yeah, in the short term.
AJ Feely, let's see, Coy Detmer, and then he found Nick Foles.
No, he has done it with everybody. He is, in my opinion, overall, through different places, the best offensive mind I've ever seen. And I know there's a lot of the people they talk about, and they talk about a Peyton or, you know, what's going on in college now. Whether it was Deuce Staley's 250-yard game against Dallas when he figured out what was wrong with them, A.J. Feely coming in to beat a really good Bears defense. I've watched him through Philly and Kansas City. He's a brilliant offensive mind. He'll figure it out.
So George is very lucky today that I came in because I was sad and I wasn't going to come in.
Hey, if Damon comes in, you got to come in.
I was. Well,
come on.
Church. North isn't going to the Super Bowl. The Chiefs are going to go to the Super Bowl.
They were never going to get past the Patriots if they had to go there.
Not true. You never know. We said that the Patriots. The Patriots would never get past the Chiefs at Arrowhead last year. It happened.
Nobody said that.
It's a weird league.
Weren't they a favorite?
But the universal injury that, like, everybody is sad, whether that's your team or not.
Or your fantasy quarterback.
Because people are sad today about Patrick Mahomes and his injury. Theismann's was, I think, universal, where people are like, man, I feel for that guy. Yeah. I felt for Alex Smith because I liked him.
Yes.
I don't know that it was universally...
Dude, are you
looking
at his follow-up with how many surgeries we had?
17.
He said how bad Washington
was. Part of it was an affliction.
So I'm trying to think of injuries that universally, in the entire sports world, everybody's sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mahomes falls into that. I think Theismann
falls
into that.
I think Paul George was a big one.
I think, you know what? Even because of his personality.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, are you going to be all right?
Man. I'm sorry,
no.
Man.
How did the Oladipo thing get you?
Oh, that wasn't bad.
He'll take George now is done for like 15 minutes.
Sorry,
George. We got to stretch.
I forgot,
cross
George.
Here.
I'm sorry. I was thinking USA team.
So, I will even say this. Uh-huh. I will. Kevin Durant's injury last year in the NBA Finals, I think, was universally.
That was not universal.
Oh, I think at that point where the guy comes back and he gets hurt like that. I think more people were like, oh, man.
People really hate him, Gary.
Well, they still hate him.
It's
but
amazing.
I think in that case, okay. I think people were like, man.
I remember that day defending him on Twitter. People were like, oh, if he ever went and just left and went with a better team, a big coward, good for him. That's what I've read more than anything else. Yeah. That guy didn't feel universal.
Those people are in a gots-to-go situation.
There's a lot of people like that. But then people get really bitter. They're upset about it. I really haven't seen anybody ever get that mad about a guy who just went to a place to get a championship. What's wrong with that?
I cringe.
I came back here. This is the championship.
High school kids that go to a certain place just to get a championship.
Tarpinian did it. I was just getting ready to say I almost pulled a George with the Kevin Durant thing because we were walking off the field and Jay had my keys and he shall remain nameless, but he's like, hey. At least, Caleb, you can go the KD route. If you can't beat him, join him. Ooh. And I was like...
Did you want to fight that person?
Did you show him the 10-finger salute?
Bro, I don't cuss.
It's
but
a two-piece.
After... Let me just rank that comment. So the KD can't beat him, join him comment was somewhere behind calling timeouts in the first half up 25 and going hurry up and throwing the ball with a running clock. I didn't pay it any mind.
All I know is the starters were in late. Starters were in late.
And like, hey, I know you're mad. No, I'm not.
Starters were in late.
It's fine. We got to figure out a way to be better.
New York Mets Ryan says Bo Jackson.
Oh, Universal.
Universal?
Yeah.
Universal. We didn't know right away. We had no idea that it was that bad because we didn't know it was going to be the artery issue and end up having a hip replacement. But yeah, that was
Universal.
But those are few and far between where somebody gets injured that across the sports world, mm-hmm. whether you hate the team or not, you're like, man, I feel for that guy. Adam says Klay Thompson last year in the NBA Finals.
Oh, when he tried to come back.
Everybody likes him.
That was full-fledged grip mode. Yeah, everybody that was pretty emotional.
Everybody likes him. When he tried to come back out of the huddle. That was coming out of the tunnel. That was awesome, yeah. That was a good
one. My man was really going to try to play.
Mm-hmm. You know, brace it up. We'll see what happens.
Hey, can I at least shoot the free throw? Okay, go ahead.
That's what Kobe did.
Hey, being held. Unlike LeBron James and his cramps.
Well, there's been guys that have...
Oh, the cramps didn't bother me none.
I mean, so what you're saying, that Mahomes should have just got up and stayed in?
I think he wanted to.
Hey,
I bet he wanted to.
There are plenty of stories of guys at the quarterback position
Corey
that
Detmer.
Get hurt, that don't come out of the game. Mm-hmm. They lead a touchdown drive, and then they're done for the rest of the season.
Remember Corey Detmer, tore an ACL, came back, went back in the game, tore the other one.
No bueno.
That's classic.
So what do you do on a Friday with no football fiesta? Do you?
Oh, no, we still have
football. You have your own party?
There's fiesta.
There's always a fiesta.
Fiesta.
What are you talking about?
I'm so sorry.
Kneecaps and weddings.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody getting married?
I know a couple of people that are getting married. I was not invited, so that's okay.
Congratulations
to them.
I don't
have to spend any money.
There is other football going on besides Nebraska. They do. They know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this might be the last weekend that Michigan is relevant this season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm running out of time because I said that their playoff hopes would be done by October.
I don't worry about the wedding thing as much anymore now that we have these devices.
Your phone?
Yeah, back in the day, you had to go sneak off and try to go to the bar or wherever else.
Hey, is
now,
there going to be a TV
I can
close?
Just sit there and watch everything I want.
No, hey, there's a lot of
my
people.
My PlayStation View is good.
A lot of people are upset at a 4-3 season. There are a lot of brides that are very happy with the Nebraska schedule.
Do they know that there's only
and
like...
You can have two full weddings.
I would never take a chance of having it in October.
Wait, an
open you could have
weekend,
a snowstorm. It doesn't. You never know.
TJ's close to the NBA season. We haven't been able to talk NBA preseason. It hurts my feelings.
Oh.
I know you used to get mad at me.
George and I have talked NBA.
We're doing
preseason.
It Monday.
So
no, I used to try to bring up the preseason, and he would look at me with just two words.
Preseason.
Opening night. Hey, what did you think of the Lakers?
George, you
in
and
Shanghai?
I can hang out.
I like nothing of Shanghai.
These two guys that don't care about the NBA until after December, they can go be friends.
It's the first preseason game. Hey, can we talk about that Cactus League game next February? Promise me. It'll be a little give and take.
Michael look at me and be like, is it June yet?
Another one on Twitter talking about CC Sabathia last night. Did you see the other team?
That was
did you see the
powerful.
Astros players clapping for him?
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
And then they were like, hey.
I thought something had happened to him. I was like, what? What the hell? What
but you know
what?
His arm is bad, though.
I know. Well, it's been bad for years.
58,000 pitches on the arm.
Jeez.
See, there's somebody that literally who throughout his career he has fought through injuries and continued to pitch. Is that's kind of the way to go out. Literally your body couldn't take it anymore and you're done. You'll never pitch again and you'll wait 10 years before you find out if you're in Cooperstown or not.
He's gonna be close.
Not a slam dunk, but he'll be one of those that I think because he's a good egg, that he's had durability.
Uh-huh.
That
did he test positive at all?
No.
With that build?
He should have.
What the?
The rally? He came back from being horrible all of a sudden. Come on.
He had lost all that weight. He went from CC to that.
Hey. It's not just for muscles, Damon. It's not just for muscles.
He didn't ever have any
it's
muscles.
It's not for muscles. I'm pretty sure he cheated at some point. Played for the Yankees, didn't he?
That means he cheated at some point.
Wow.
He's such a kind heart.
Yes. I don't think he's a slam dunk, but I think eventually he'll get in.
Is that okay, Michael?
Let me check. I'm pretty sure there's some PEDs in for him. I'm almost positive there were.
You know what?
The size of that head.
He consumed probably PEDs, but they were not intended to help you.
They were called cake, pie, ice cream.
Some guys got issues,
that's
man.
That's terrible, man. Remember the cookie and cholesterol jokes for CC? I was just like, would you guys cut it out?
Yeah, so he's a nice guy. I think he doesn't listen to 1620.
I like him. I was trying to have a moment.
I mean, there's a lot of people
who
can relate
Yankee.
To him.
Screw the Yankees. You know what I'm saying? Sorry.
People that thought, there's our version of Babe Ruth.
Wow.
I had my version. He was Sid Fernandez. He was awesome. No steroids, lots of chicken.
Oh, no. Sid Fernandez did some greenies.
Oh, greenies? That's not a PED.
Well,
that's breakfast.
That whole
wait a minute.
In the 80s? They had whole jars of them when you walked in the room.
Well,
even in AAA,
performance enhancing is a little loose. As long as it enhances the performance,
you can drink a lot of coffee and do the same thing you get. Same thing. Drink a bunch of coffee.
KG says Tiger's injury.
Never, ever feel bad about that.
Yeah, he is the anti-Tiger.
No, but who felt sorry about that?
I did.
Which injury? You mean the one when he got hit by the 7-iron by his wife? Or which one are you talking about? The knee went out? Which injury are we talking about? The time he left Village Inn too quick and got hit by something? Which injury are we talking about?
Tiger Woods ain't eating in a Village Inn, I'm telling you.
That's where he met the girl.
I don't think it was Village Inn.
Perkins, same thing. Whatever.
No.
Perkins
no.
And Village Inn is the same thing. Village Inn's got better food
Village
than Perkins.
Village Inn and Perkins are not the same
Village
thing.
Village Inn's got better food than Perkins.
No, dude, I'm so clueless, I almost said Denny's.
You know they don't let that. You on the wrong color, bro. You thinking about Denny's?
They only let you work there.
They don't. They're not. There was an entire lawsuit where they gave us money because they wouldn't let us in. Went, crazy, man.
They let you in.
Went from
no, they didn't.
Hey, what's your order?
We won't serve you.
Went from the.
You not been to the one at 84th and 80? That place is a gong show, man.
Denny's?
Yeah.
No, we go to Village Inn.
Your boys
drove
in there like 2:30 at night, though. That's his own fault. After Big Red Overreaction.
I used to go to Denny's in Houston. It was across Willie Nelson's place.
Well, there used to be a Denny's right next to Memorial Stadium.
No way.
Yeah, that was the spot.
That was...
Really? Where was it?
Now there is...
A fraternity house there? Where?
No, it's...
It's a median.
It's kind of where the median is between the
viaduct. Yeah, there used to be a Denny's right there.
Okay, so at Deer Creek area, that thing?
No.
No, it's right.
Like,
it's
literally right by
the
parking garage.
From like South Street.
There was a Denny's right there?
Yes.
That place must have been killing on game day.
You already know.
Not only game day, it was no matter what time.
Really? Always packed?
Yeah, you go in there at 4 in the morning and nobody was sober?
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's where I first experienced moons over my hammy.
Moons over your hammy. You did get hurt a lot, didn't you, in college?
Well, it was a sandwich.
Oh, your hammy. I thought you meant that.
Dude, this dude is a cold
there
shot.
There were...
Should we even be friends?
No. There were a lot of...
He said
like,
no.
There was a lot of mooning in there. Yeah. I felt for people that we like were from areas where you weren't exposed to that. You would go into that Denny's and all of a sudden you'd be exposed to stuff in the air or stuff on people.
Yeah. You're like, ooh, boy, I feel like I need a shower.
I mean, that was like a Clifford Scales layup.
Quiet as kept, though. IHOP's the best.
Quiet as kept. See what he does?
So what we need around here is, of course...
Another KD reference?
What you got?
No. I mean, the closest Waffle House is Kansas City, right?
Yeah, St. Joe's. Yeah, we go there a lot when we go to the airport.
We...
Kids get free... We fly to there all the time.
I'm probably the only guy that's ever been to a Waffle House.
Well, we have four people to fly.
Okay.
It's $225 a difference. So think about that. How much is that? Quick math, $880. We're driving the 2 hours.
You're on 80. You're like looking to make the swoop around.
We're driving. We will drive.
Wait a minute. 225 times 4 is 900.
220.
Oh, okay.
220 is the difference in flying from Omaha or Kansas City.
220.
So we go to Kansas City and fly out.
You stay in a hotel and they you can leave your car there?
We have Hilton points. We stay at the Hilton.
Okay.
Hilton Honors. At Hampton Inn. You know the Hampton Inn right there? Yeah. That's where we leave the car.
Do they leave the light on for you?
Not Hampton Inn, no.
That's not
Motel 6 or something like that.
Yeah, maybe you ought to travel a little bit more. Maybe not stay in Motel 6.
George, if you were me, would you just walk on out?
Walk on
That's your best
by.
Bet right now.
I was going to sing that, but both of you guys hate my singing, so.
What's on the show today?
Walk on. I don't know.
George? Paul George? Is it Paul George?
I have no idea.
Tell me Paul George on the show, please.
No, we have no idea what's on today.
All right, we'll have
well,
a good
luck.
Show.
Brad, Mike Ditka stories. Celebrates his 80th birthday. Some people have lived like a full life. Mike Ditka has a full life. He was a fantastic NFL coach. I mean, the Bears and the Saints.
Hold on.
Wow.
What'd you say?
Oh, here
he
we
was an NFL coach.
Yeah, it was fantastic for the Bears.
For the Bears, and then he coached for the Saints.
Okay, you did fantastic. You wasn't even that great for the Bears. I mean, honestly, they won it because of defense, you know? The other guy was good. Mike Ditka might be the most overrated head coach in the history of football. There's a possibility. It's pretty close. He traded
Saints,
entire
right?
draft for one player and then said, oh, I'm done. I'm going to golf. That guy.
Why you got to be a hater? You've won a Super Bowl since then.
Not because of him.
Oh.
He set it back at least 3 years with the draft.
He's 80 today.
Get two fake hits,
he's got
right?
wine, cigars. He's got restaurant. He's a movie star. He's a TV star. He sometimes... didn't we interview him? Oh, no, I interviewed him. When he was in town,
yeah,
he was
for
speaking.
The luncheon at the Double Tree.
I interviewed him once.
Oh, wait, at the Hill. No. What is it? CHI or whatever?
CHI Health Center.
What is it now?
It's called the Quest Center. He has.
Shoot.
I think he's better.
To doing what?
Remembering?
Oh, the MAGA hat stuff? No, he's outstanding
speaking.
With that. Yeah.
Why was it? Back then, I don't think that had become part of this country.
Oh.
But he had, you know, he was just off a little bit.
Yeah.
He's he would tell stories, and then people that were not in those stories all of a sudden were in the stories.
And they're like, huh?
Walter Payton was still alive. I was like, well, maybe not.
The Super Bowl reference. Probably should. On that note,
we'll leave.
Have a good show.
But you got a Super Bowl. Why are you upset?
Not because of him, though.
But you still got
he
one.
He set him back 3 years. Let your coach do that. Let them bring some coach into you, and they trade the entire draft away. See, see how you feel about that.
I mean, Hank Stram.
That's my first coach, 1974-75 Saints. Great man.
He was a great man.
Great man.
Super Bowl champion coach for your Kansas City Chiefs. I just want an update, please. I have got all of the sites bookmarked for the MRI, the most important MRI in the history of MRIs. After last night and the injury to Patrick Mahomes, like I said, I'm just here to talk kneecaps and weddings for the next 4 hours on a Football Friday fiesta. Even though Nebraska's off, what do we do, George?
We party on Fridays!
We have a fiesta!
Facts.
There you, a hot George word. Yes. Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Friday. We finally made it to the end of the week on this 18th of October. It is the Gary Sharp Show from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Along with George, I'm Gary. Full lineup, the regs for a Football Friday. Even though, again, Nebraska is not playing, there is plenty to talk about. Scott Frost last night was on the Network Sports Talk Show. He said some things that you maybe thought, now you know for a fact, is Nebraska actually practicing today, and then they go off into the weekend, and the next week we're back into game action. There is a busy slate of Week 8 games in college football. Will this be the last week that Michigan is relevant? A huge challenge at Penn State. Brett Ciancia from Pick 6 Previews will join us to run down through the full slate and maybe to get a try and figure out what happened last night with Stanford. Washington and Oregon went to the farm and combined for 34. UCLA scored 34 last night to send Stanford to 3-4. What's up with David Shaw? It's been a rough year for Stanford. There is a Big Ten game tonight on a Friday. Thank you, Big Ten TV money, that the conference is playing on a Friday night. It'll be Ohio State at Northwestern. So we'll dive into all that with Brett joining us. Jay Foreman's coming up here in just a little bit. Jay is still fired up after what happened at Minnesota last Saturday night. We got Brian Christopherson as well. Jeremiah Searles. I think Jeremiah, who is recovering, had surgery the other day. So he's laid up on his progress to get back into the NFL. He's got some thoughts. He was on the field on Saturday night and was standing by the locker room post-game, giving encouragement to the fellas. So we look forward to our chat with Jeremiah and then Dirk Chatelain from the Omaha World Herald. Patrick Mahomes' knee injury last night. It is dominating the storyline today. He is the face of the future of the NFL. He is the guy that everybody wants to see play, even if it's not your team or not. It was disgusting last night as a Chiefs fan. Thankfully, the Chiefs rolled the Broncos 30-6, and the defense showed up, and the special teams were better. And Matt Moore was serviceable, but when the knee doesn't look like a knee and it's your guy and it's your franchise and it's your team and you desperately want them to win a championship, and of the four professional teams that I follow, that's the one that has not in my lifetime won a championship. And so crushed last year, hopes are real high this year, last 2 weeks, actually the last three, throw in Detroit, stunted a little bit, and then to watch that game against the rival behind 6-0. George, it was tough. I was driving home last night from the Husker Radio Hour, so I got to go all the way from 178th and Pacific down to Exarban Village, and I got Mitch on, and Mitch Holtis, I already knew this, but he is the biggest homer in the world as the Chiefs broadcaster.
Yeah.
I didn't know that Denver had scored because it was almost like it was a normal play, but they go up 6-0, and then they fail on the two-point conversion, so I finally get home. and I get to see the game unfold, and the Chiefs starting to look pretty good. Defense is playing better, but I'm not a cusser, I'm a lover. I don't know how many times I dropped the F-bomb last night, and I'm not afraid to say it.
I'm not gonna, I saw it happen, fresh out of Farrell's, turned on the TV, and I was like, I thought of you. I was like, I wonder how Gary's doing.
I went blank, 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 blank. I'm also going to be very honest with you. On my phone, and I don't, I'm not Mr. Twitter guy during games. I like just to watch the game. So I usually put the phone in another part of the house, and I watch the game with my teams. But I did go and pick up the phone as the discussion unfolds between Buck and Aikman, and you're wondering what's going on. I did Google patella dislocation, trying to figure out, okay, if you have your kneecap dislocated, can you play in the second half? How soon can you get back? And so while I'm doing that, WebMD, by the way, WebMD is crazy. That might be one of the best ideas on the internet is WebMD, because it's got a really good search engine for patella dislocation. But while I'm doing that, I've got, you know, my friends know I'm a Chiefs fan. And I all of a sudden have a ton of doctors that are friends of mine that I had no idea that I have paid for things not knowing they're a doctor. Screw them. They're out of the circle of trust. They're like, hey, this is what I was seeing. Hey, I've got a friend that's a physical therapist. This is what they think. I'm getting bombarded by people that are diagnosing what's happening with Mahomes, and all I can do is blank, 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 blank. And I start pacing, and I'm like, oh, my God, the Madden curse is real. Don't tell me that you don't believe in Jinx, because the Madden curse is absolutely real.
So real.
Not knowing how long Patrick Mahomes is going to be out. Lord, baby Jesus. You had Gronkowski, what, 3 years ago, was on the cover. He got hurt, didn't even play half the season. The only guy that has gone against the curse is Tom Brady. And then last year, Antonio Brown. He was on the cover of Madden. This year, Mahomes is on the cover of Madden. You can't deny it. You cannot deny it that the Madden curse is real. So I will continue to hit refresh. I will wonder why Chad Henne is not ready to be the backup. I will put all my faith into Matt Moore, who was part of the Miami Dolphins scouting department and ready to be an assistant coach in high school, and now is the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, the 11-year vet, playing for a coach that has had this happen before. A.J. Feely, Coy Detmer, Nick Foles, and Andy Reid is going to have to do it again. So when we hear something on Patrick Mahomes, the rest of the world will hear something on Patrick Mahomes, because George and I are on Mahomes watch. We've got all the screens in the studio that are up so that any breaking news, we're going to be on it. If it's bad breaking news, I'm going to tell you that we're going to national programming, because I will not be able to handle it.
Gotcha.
I've already told you that I'm not going to be able to handle it.
That's when we start our NBA preseason preview, right?
Then it's all you. there is more to last night's game. There was the good for Kansas City. There was the even worse for Denver, which has some questions to answer. And we talked a little bit yesterday about John Elway. Denver's now 2-5. Von Miller doesn't show up. The offense doesn't show up. And John Elway, great quarterback, Super Bowl quarterback, face of the franchise, now as an executive, not going so well. What he has handed a rookie head coach to work with, and the history of John Elway as the general manager. But in Denver, could you ever fire John Elway as the general manager? Like here, could you have ever fired Tom Osborne as the athletic director? Can you fire John Elway as the general manager? Because the quarterback that won a Super Bowl, won Super Bowls at the end of his career to where the executive is now, they are a long way apart. We'll get into some Nebraska football, some topics on the bye week. What side is more likely to get better, the O or the D? Plus, we could have the ALCS come to an end tonight. Last night, the Astros were being the Astros. It's the friggin' Astros, boys and girls, on pace to be one of the best ever to be in the game, the 2019 version. They'll send Verlander to the mound tonight at Yankee Stadium to try and close it out after they won against a very sloppy and unopportunistic Yankee team last night in the Bronx. Plus, we'll continue the discussion we started on the crossover. Universal injuries where even if you had no stake in it, you were sad. Theismann, Jackson, Tiger, Mahomes, Paul George, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson.
I've got two in my head right now.
Gary Sharp, when I broke my collarbone in backyard pickup football. I think universally there were two blocks in Urbandale that were very sad. There was Maryland Drive where I grew up, and then there was, what was that street? Smith. I think it was something Smith. Like that's where everybody lived. Yeah, I broke my collarbone. I think universally people were sad. Yeah. All right. Jay Foreman is coming up next. Hold on one thing here. Refresh. Nope. Got nothing. Why is it taking this long, George? I want to know about the MRI! This is the Gary Sharp Show on a Football Friday Fiesta on 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com.